5633.
A Baghdad bombing, twin suicide bombers during morning rush hour, leaves 165 people dead and 540 wounded at the latest count. Also, four Americans killed in a mid-air helicopter crash over Baghdad, or over Afghanistan, rather. We've got the details on that. And the co-pilot of the Northwest plane that overshot the Minneapolis airport by 150 miles is saying nobody fell asleep, nobody was arguing in the cockpit. So what happened? We'll talk with former pilot and aviation expert Denny Kelly coming up. But first, President Obama declares H1N1 a national emergency. And what in the world is going on with these swine flu parties? Happy you decided to join us on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Kate Delaney, the captain of this ship, as we ride some definitely choppy waters on this version of ATN. Joining us right at the top, pharmacist Donna Barsky from the Texas Star Pharmacy right off the get-go. Dr. Barsky, man, you look at this whole idea of a swine party, and I hate to say it, but in my head I'm just thinking Botox, but even scarier. What is the deal on this?
Well, I'm kind of appalled. Many years ago, when they had chickenpox, parents would do that. They'd have these chickenpox parties to expose their children to chickenpox so that they could get it over with. But to do that with swine flu, I mean, this thing is deadly. You know, not many people died from chickenpox, but there are a lot of deaths from this, and this is not something I would recommend.
Yeah, so have you gotten phone calls? Have you heard about that? I got a phone call about it. Somebody was telling me about it in Texas, but it's also cropping up, I guess, in other places. And like as you said, people must not be realizing just how dangerous this is, I guess, right?
Well, I don't think they do. I mean, they're looking at it thinking, well, it's just the flu. But, you know, the flu claims a lot of lives in the United States every year. You know, and the swine flu is even deadlier because some of these children have never been exposed to anything like this. They don't have any immunities against it. And influenza kills. You know, if it starts attacking their respiration, I mean, they can be critical in a matter of, you know, within a day.
Are you getting a lot of panicky phone calls at the pharmacy or a lot of people calling up and questioning, you know, geez, should I get vaccinated? And, oh, there's not enough vaccines. And or do I need the nasal spray? Are people confused about the whole deal?
Well, they are panicked to a certain extent. I mean, there's so much information out there, and a lot of it is rather confusing. You know, do I get the injection? Do I do the nasal spray? The nasal spray is more of a weakened virus. It's not a dead virus. You know, the immunization from the shot is probably a little safer in a child who has asthma or has upper respiratory problems. But, you know, to expose a child to the flu intentionally is not necessarily the smartest move. And we prefer that they do this a little more. If you can get a vaccination, that's probably wise, and especially if you have a child with upper respiratory problems. But, you know, the nasal spray is good in those kids who are healthy. And right now, I've seen a trend from, you know, the swine flu traveling from the high school to the middle school to the elementary school. And right here in Texas, we're seeing a bunch of preschoolers now that have the swine flu.
Wow. So what do you do if you have a child out there in any of those levels, whether you just mentioned it, the trail from the high school to the middle school to the younger kids? I'm sure for parents, especially with the younger kids, they have to be really panicked, and I can only imagine as much as they're calling their doctors, I bet a lot of them are calling you and asking you what to do.
We get calls all day long, you know, about various and assorted questions. But, you know, we just try to field them and field them well and try and give them correct information. Most of the time we tell them, you know, if the child has peaked the temperature, you know, over 101 degrees, get a hold of the doctor. You've got a 48-hour window to treat that patient with an antiviral. Once the antiviral is on board, usually they'll go ahead and recover quite nicely. Kids are resilient. You know, they'll bounce right back. But, you know, if you wait too long, and that's the issue, if you don't get treated, you know, within that 48-hour window of the time that they start peaking that temperature, then your respiration problems just begin.
Yeah. So do you think that's the problem, Donna? That a lot of people just simply, as you said, wait too long, and then all of a sudden it's too late, or more panic sets in, and they're racing to the emergency room. Do you think that's what it is? It really is just nip it right in the beginning, and like you said, that 48 hours.
Well, and some of it is that they don't really know, you know, what's happened. And, of course, you know, kids come up with everything. There's all kinds of little viruses out there that can peak a temperature, you know, and if the parent has been through something like that before, they may not be alarmed at first. But in most cases, once the swine flu hits that kid, it's usually very rapid. You know, that's the difference in this one. It doesn't come on slowly. It comes on suddenly. You know, if you have a child that all of a sudden at 1 minute they're fine and, you know, 3 hours later they're peaking a temperature and they're feeling pretty lousy, I think it's time to find the doctor.
Yeah. Does it feel like to you, because now you're saying how you're getting all these phone calls, you just talked about all the different kids that are getting it and where it's spreading, does it feel like, and you've dealt with the flu for so long, does it feel like a national health emergency to you?
I would say it's pretty widespread. I mean, not just in Texas. It's across the board. I know there are certain parts of the United States that are being hit a little harder than others. And of course, anytime you get a bunch of kids together, someone's going to spread something. You know, kids are very, very good about sharing some of those things. So you have a large school system or a large city, you know, they're going to be more exposed or have more high risk of being exposed than those who are probably in a rural setting.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you would advise anyone, hey, you get any one of these wacky phone calls about swine flu parties, avoid, 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 right?
Absolutely. I mean, that just appalls me every time I think about it. You know, this is not something that's benign. This is a dangerous thing, you know, and with kids who don't have any immunities against it, it could be deadly if it gets out of hand.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it as always. It was great to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, Donna Barsky, of course, with Texas Star Pharmacy. Again, it's unbelievable to me. I agree as well with her that people would have these parties and think that it's okay when you're dealing with what you're dealing with there. I mean, any kind of influenza, much different than, I guess, how people used to think about the chicken pox. Coming up next, we're going to talk about that Northwest flight that got derailed and what is the scoop on that? What is going on in the skies? But before we do that, quickly, because this is breaking news, I mentioned it at the top when we cracked open the microphone, but the U.S. military is saying 4 American troops were killed and 2 actually injured now in a collision of the 2 helicopters in southern Afghanistan. Hostile fire pretty much ruled out at this part. That's the first thing I thought in this crash. Don't have a lot of details on it. Just know that it went down, and they're not sure of anything else other than they're pretty much saying we don't believe that this is hostile fire at all in this case. And coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan with, of course, November 7th being the runoff election with President Hamid Karzai and the challenger Abdullah, and his thoughts on why it took Karzai so long to get on board, and also the critics out there saying that some of the stories were exaggerated about election fraud. He has some definite thoughts about that, as well as he was part of the Sunday swirl. But next, we're talking about how some pilots could overshoot an airport by 150 miles. It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ErrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Hope you weren't on a plane that didn't make it to its destination, or I shouldn't say didn't make it to its destination, overshot where you were supposed to go. Shocking stuff on this Northwest flight last Wednesday. They fall out of contact with air traffic controllers for more than an hour and, again, overshoot their destination by 150 miles. We're going to let you hear from a passenger coming up around the bend who was on that flight. So now both pilots have been interviewed. They're talking to, of course, the rest of the air crew as well. There were 149 people on board. There were 78 minutes of radio silence. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff. What could possibly have happened? Originally, it was thought that there was some kind of fight with the pilots, which sounded ridiculous, over procedure. And then that was dismissed. Supposedly now, after being interviewed by the NTSB, both pilots said no, they didn't fall, they hadn't fallen asleep or any of that sort of stuff. Just very, very bizarre. And of course, all of us are curious as to what really happened there. So who better to have on the show? He was on with us before, and he's just terrific. Denny Kelly, former pilot and now an aviation investigator with his own company. Denny, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you for having me.
This is the strangest thing. What's your, as somebody who's flown so many flights, you know about these planes, and you know about what happens inside. What, I mean, we're all just guessing here, but what is, was your initial reaction to how could they have missed that?
Well, my initial reaction is the same as my reaction right now, and that is that I think they fell asleep. And I think this is a problem that's been going on with the airlines for years and years, and it's never really been brought public before, but it happens all the time. And it's, you know, international flights, you can legally take a nap, and in fact they have crew rest periods, but domestically they don't, and there's, you know, just because you're flying domestic doesn't mean that for some reason you don't get tired. And I think what happened was, I think they fell asleep.
Yeah, and some of these guys are working 14, 15 hours a day, I guess, with some of hops that they make and whatnot. So, of course, they have to be a little bit ragged out. That seems ridiculous to me. I mean, are these guys just stretched so thin? It's, you know, this is the kind of things that we're going to see start to happen?
Well, yeah, and it's not just recently. I mean, again, it's happened all the time. I mean, I can go back to 1958, 1956. There were things just exactly like this that happened and come forward. I mean, in the last year, there's been an incident in Hawaii where a flight crew took off and flew for 25 minutes, and they overflew their destination by 20 minutes, and finally somebody woke them up. They both fell asleep in broad daylight. So it happens. And the problem is that these people, they go on duty odd hours, and they fly for long periods of time, and then when they get somewhere, they lay over in a hotel, and they're in a strange bed. They may not get a good night's rest, and then they start again the next day, and so they're tired. I mean, it's just that happens, and there's things that can be done about it, but of course the airlines and everybody's not going to want to do that because it costs money.
Yeah, the FAA apparently is being. You know, lobbied by some of the unions and whatnot and the airlines to say, like you said, how it wasn't uncommon in international flights to be able to take a nap, that maybe you need to relax some of the rules in this game a little bit and allow the pilots to actually sleep a little bit on the job. But obviously that's a very tough sell. But doesn't that kind of make sense if you've got a co-pilot?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be better to do that?
Absolutely, and it happens. I mean, I used to tell my crew, you know, if somebody's tired and they need to go to sleep, just tell me. So you can go to sleep and we can do what you're supposed to be doing. And then when it comes time to let down or whatever, we can wake you back up. But it's better to take a 15, 20, 30 minute nap and be a little bit refreshed than it is to be so sleepy. You can't keep your eyes open. And there's no reason not to. I mean, if you're at altitude and you're cruising along and nothing, everything's going right and the weather's good, there's no reason why one of the pilots can't take a nap if need be. And they do. I mean, it happens. It's just that the FAA doesn't condone it, and they don't condone it because of a lot of reasons. And there would be a lot of resistance to it because it just sounds bad. But in reality, that's something they should let them do. Just that simple.
Yeah, no kidding. What are some other things that you think could be done? Is there anything else that you would say? Maybe this is something that could happen that might help, even though I think it's a shot in the dark.
I mean, I can remember when I got into the airline business, before I got into the airline business and after I got into the airline business, there was a big push for a formula that the pilots would use to figure out how long they could be on duty and how long their trips could be. And it was a formula that took into consideration how long they would be on duty, how many landings, how many takeoffs, times on duty, all this kind of thing. There was about six or seven different parameters that were put into this thing. And it made a lot of sense, and it would certainly keep a lot of this down, and it would certainly keep these pilots awake most of the time, at least most of the time, but nobody would go for it. The airlines wouldn't go for it, and the FAA wouldn't go for it. And it's ridiculous that they won't. It's just they have these archaic rules that nobody wants to change, but they're going to have to. It's just that simple.
Yeah, no kidding. And isn't this go back to the same problem all over again? I mean, there are so many qualified pilots that are out of work, but you said it, nobody wants to pay. I mean, this is part of the problem.
Oh, it's a big problem because if you cut down on the amount of duty time that a pilot can be on duty, you cut down on the amount of time that a pilot can actually fly per day per 24-hour period, and then you start controlling the departure times and the arrival times and this kind of thing, it's going to cost the airlines money because they're going to have to change their schedules around, and they don't want to do it. But at some point, there's going to have to be some changes in the rules, and at some point, the airlines and the unions are going to have to get together, and they're going to have to work something out because these things are going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, and you know what's scary to me, Denny, too, you think about this. Of course, on the ground, there's like panic. We haven't heard from them. What do we do? Geez, we got to scramble the fighter jets. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to intercept this Airbus. And then now you're also talking about putting jets up in the air and then the panic that would ensue from that and all that sort of stuff. And if you see this happening more and more, I mean, I just don't think that the system can work that way. Obviously, it's broken. There's a problem here, and
well,
so somehow, some
no
way,
question, you know, there's no question that it's broken. And of course, that's another question in this incident. Why did they, after an hour and 18 minutes, why hadn't they still scrambled, the Air National Guard to go up and look at this airplane? I mean, you know, it used to be right after 9/11, 20 minutes. If they didn't have radio contact, you, within 20 minutes, they'd scramble on you. And, you know, you could get these fighters up there, and they could look in the cockpit and all this kind of thing. And why didn't they scramble these fighters? I mean, that's one of the questions I would ask. And there's no question. I mean, how can you possibly think that these two guys were sitting up in the cockpit having some kind of intense conversation to the point where for an hour and 20 minutes they didn't hear the radio, they didn't look out the window and see what, you know, the Minneapolis-St. Paul was going underneath the airplane? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. They had to fall asleep.
Yeah, yes, exactly. They had to have fallen asleep. Denny, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Denny Kelly, the president of Kelly, James & Associates. And, you know, he's got, 34 years plus of investigating, being in the skies, so he knows about what he talks about. Hey, sometime you and I are going to go have that lunch.
I'll call you this week.
All right. Thanks, Denny. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good night.
Again, terrific stuff. He's gone to the FBI school for outside investigators, the DEA school and whatnot, and, you know, it's been interesting. It's interesting to follow along some of the things that he's been able to see in the skies. Crazy, crazy stuff. And I agree. I think that it had to be that they fell asleep and didn't want to say that, especially when they were confronted immediately with what happened when they got off of the plane. But as he said, how can you not have known Minneapolis is right there beneath you? How could that be possible? It makes absolutely no sense. And all that time in the air, and you think of some of these close calls and the possibilities that have happened and the dangers of being overworked and these sleep-deprived pilots in some of these crashes already, and like I said, the close calls. So, you know, tired pilots has to be one of the top 10 safety concerns, I would think. And I believe that safety has to be the number one thing. You got to get your people there maybe for these on-time arrivals, but you have to get them there in one piece. So if this is a consistent deal, cut back on the number of flights, add more pilots, figure out a way to do it. I don't think any of us want to fly with the people that aren't getting enough rest, and it's like playing Russian roulette. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to let you hear what one passenger said about that experience. Next.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiANet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon.
Wow, what a birthday list we have for you on America tonight, this time around. I guarantee you're going to know almost every single person on the list. How about that for confidence? Guarantee. You got people like Jacqueline Smith, remember her from Charlie's Angels. You have Hillary Clinton. Do you not know who Hillary Clinton is? Also, you have Rita Wilson, the actress married to Tom Hanks. Probably know her as well. Natalie Merchant, the singer. She's celebrating a big birthday, also celebrating a birthday from the Family Guy. I think this guy is hilarious, the writer-producer of it, Seth MacFarlane. So, and there's a whole bunch of others, too, that we'll mix in as well, including Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak, big birthday for him. So we're going to do birthdays plus this day in history is coming up in our next segment as well. 2001, back on this day, President George W. Bush signed the U.S. Patriot Act, giving authorities unprecedented ability to search, seize, detain, or eavesdrop in their pursuit of possible terrorists. And, of course, now that's a real push-pull, and we've seen what's been peeled back on that as a result of this current administration. Also, if we went way back in the machine, the first Continental Congress adjourned in Philadelphia in 1774, October 26th. So, we'll do that. We'll take you back in time, plus news you can abuse as well. But before we get to all of that in our next segment, what is going on with these labs and what's happening to people? Sadly, the story of the young girl who was stuffed in the wall, her body was found just a week before she was supposed to be married, and everybody was stunned, and now accused and charged is a guy who worked in the lab. Basically, is somebody who helped the students that were there at Yale. And then we had the stabbing of the student from somebody else that was in the lab in UCLA. And now this crazy story about the lab workers at Harvard or at Harvard, the people who were poisoned by tainted coffee, apparently it was the lab workers who did it. So there was a little bit of an investigation, in case you don't know the story, but let me tell you what the story is. Six Harvard medical researchers were poisoned in August after drinking some Java that was laced with chemical preservatives, right? And in an internal memo that was first reported in one of the Boston papers, the school said that the coffee came from a machine near their lab that tested positive for a substance that's a common preservative used in labs. So six people had symptoms after drinking the coffee. They were dizzy. They had ringing in their ears. One passed out. They were treated at a medical center and released. And so now what they're saying is they don't know if it was intentional, the poisoning was intentional or not, but they know that this happened, obviously, and there's this investigation. And, you know, what is the deal? I mean, the lab isn't targets of threats of animal rights protests or any of that kind of stuff. They looked into all that to make sure. They wanted to make sure they were 100% sure of what it was before they actually let it go out into the, you know, go out to the police, et cetera, and they were investigating it. So the researchers have staff and students, and they all work in the Harvard Medical School's pathology department, and they were using mice to investigate how diseases interact with the immune system. That's why the thought of, gee, was this some animal rights thing? So now they're putting in security cameras, additional ones throughout the buildings, and strengthening the security system. So I don't know what the deal is with people that work in labs, but I think it's pretty scary if you, you know, you think about it. And the three are all different stories. But what is going on, again, with people coming after people that work in these labs? Isn't that a strange story, Matt, about these the Harvard folks, the researchers, being poisoned by the coffee that was laced with that chemical preservative?
Yeah, it sounds like working in a lab is not
good
place to be right now.
No, because you have people flipping out. Either the lab partner stabbing you. The sad story of the Yale girl is just terrible and doesn't really make any sense. And now this thing with these workers getting poisoned by the coffee, and they really still don't even know where it's going to lead to. And they did have security, but now they had to add extra security.
They might have to all make Fridays a relaxation day or something like that. Maybe
pressure.
They all have to do yoga on Fridays.
Yeah. I just think, you know, you're talking about in this situation, too, you're talking about three really big schools where people, unless they're trust fund babies, people to kill themselves, pardon the pun, to get there and pay for the schooling, and then this is the things that they encounter. I know it's just they're not related, and it's just a weird freak thing, but it's just strange that we've had these lab incidents in the last 6 months.
Yeah, maybe the elite schools are not the place to be.
Yeah.
Too much competition.
Go to your community. Yeah, exactly. And people freak out. Go to your community colleges because they offer a good education too, I guess. All right, I actually got an email about this, and I did know about it. We usually don't dive too much into entertainment news because really who cares unless it's funny and we get a thrill out of it and it lightens the load. This is really not, in that case, something that would lighten the load, but apparently, this is floating around, that Brad Pitt had some kind of a minor motorcycle accident. Anything this guy does or his wife makes huge news. He walked across the street and 50,000 paparazzi followed him. I mean, slight exaggeration, but everywhere he goes, there's cameras, cameras, cameras. Not that I feel sorry for someone who's making the kind of bread that the two of them are making, and that's part of the territory. I mean, that's the way it is now with the celebrity world. But he was trying to, I guess, maneuver his bike somewhere between a parked car and a car that was stopped at a red light, and his handlebars clipped the parked car. Can you imagine, like, does he leave a note if he did something to the car? So he writes, hey, this is Brad Pitt. I'm sorry that I accidentally ran into your mirror here, and here's so you can contact my insurance person or something. So I guess that he moved the bike to the side of the road and then ran into an apartment building. And then someone came to pick him up. and he left his motorcycle behind. Well, yeah, of course, because if he stands on the street, especially if it's in Los Angeles that you're talking about, then the place will be crawling with all those camera Nazis, and you know, they won't, they'll be all over him, and he won't be able to get away from the scene. So I'm assuming that's probably what happened. All right, here's the other thing in the entertainment world that I thought was interesting, because we talked about this guy a bunch. In fact, I was just watching a commercial in our break with the ShamWow guy, and I was thinking, oh, Billy Mays was just so much a better pitch guy. And he was a legendary pitchman, no question about it. He died in June. Remember, we talked about a lot here in America Tonight because everybody wanted to know what happened to him. And, ooh, then there came the report that he had done cocaine and all this other stuff. So he had been on a plane where he had bumped his head and whatnot. Well, anyway, his son, an interesting thing is happening with his son. The son of Billy Mays has kind of an unlikely message, I guess, for people who wanted to dress up as his father for Halloween. He said, go ahead, why not? You know, usually people are so sensitive about that whole sort of thing. But apparently there are a lot of people that want to do more of the macabre thing. I mean, you know, there's going to be Michael Jackson stuff and whatnot. And Billy Mays is one of the people on a list that people want to dress as. And he's even decided to hold a Halloween clean contest. And so he's asking people to send in photos of themselves dressed as his father for Halloween. He's going to get three winners to get various Billy Mays prizes. You know, I guess the things that he pitched, he'll send to them or something. And he's saying he's just trying to spread positivity out there in the world. And, you know, he says it couldn't hurt. I actually think that's, I don't know, I think that's pretty healthy of him in a way, because it had to be horrifying. His father wasn't sick and there wasn't anything wrong with him. And then all of a sudden, you know, he dies in his sleep and there's nothing but questions. And I hate to crush our Matt Johnson's heart, but Ivanka Trump, who is not only attractive, but of course has the whole Donald Trump thing going on, if he were to be your father-in-law, I guess, for the good and the bad of that. She is officially married. She married a guy named Jared Kushner, and he is the publisher of the New York Observer. Married in a ceremony at Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey. And she had a Vera Wang gown on, and she had some, I'm sure, huge ring. There's about 500 guests there. Regis Philbin was there. And you know, she got married, so she's off the market. 27 years old, she's gone. Sorry, Matt. I know you were just looking for like an Ivanka Trump kind of woman, weren't you? Notice he's gone silent on me. I thought he liked Ivanka Trump, but maybe I was wrong.
Wait, what are you talking about me here for?
I'm saying Ivanka Trump. She's off the market. She got married
to
the publisher of the New York Observer. She's attractive. She's smart. She has it all.
I don't know.
You don't. Come on. You can't. She's attractive.
She's not my
type.
And
but she's attractive.
Too. You never know what's going to happen. The hair might start getting all crazy.
So she's too risky, is what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Could you imagine if she breaks up with her boyfriend? How does that work out? She did the you're fired?
Well, now she's married, so that marriage better hold up somehow. Or you're right. I don't know that I would want to face Donald Trump and all the connections he has in New York if he were to disappoint, I guess, as a son-in-law. So there might be some pressure there. You'd have to be massively successful, because I don't know how you could play on the same level as an Ivanka Trump. So we're just having a little fun with you. Coming up next, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, sister. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fancy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come on, mama. And let me play you the scene. Got a brand new bag. Give the jack. Don't be ashamed. You know you have got. Give the monkey. The potato. The jump attack. The lady out of here.
All right, it is almost November, and so are you wondering about holiday parties wherever you work? Are they going to have some kind of a shindig? Is it a big deal? Is it not a deal at all? Is it a free lunch, or do you skip the holiday parties with so many companies and people struggling? And I guess a lot of companies will probably, I think, forego the holiday party. Some are planning low-key things, right? So check this out. Ginny Pitcher, who's the president of Kellen Partners, it's a marketing and public relations firm in Boston. She says they're going to be repeating their potluck party of last year. She says it's actually the best one they ever had. Other companies are ditching the DJ for the do-it-yourself music from iPods that people bring in and all that other sort of stuff. There's a guy named Patrick Risk from he's a Manhattan restaurant guy, and he says his clients are planning smaller parties, but they're splurging on things like upscale vodka, Grey Goose, for example, instead of the Absolut. Hey, we're going to have a smaller affair, but just so you know, we're serving the best vodka only for you. And you are lucky that you were invited to this party. So give me a break on that with the Grey Goose thing. But, you know, again, I think that probably we'll see that more people will forego the whole thing. So over the weekend, Amelia opened. Hilary Swank was one of the stars, and it's kind of a throwback Hollywood movie. Didn't do great at the box office. I'm not surprised by that. But we might see more of those bombery jackets, you know, the leather flying-looking jackets. They kind of used to be a fashion statement a while back, and, you know, the whole idea of the aviator jacket was the elements in the early planes, but now we're, because of this movie maybe and the timing, I think there might be a lot of people that will run out and try to get sort of replica aviation jackets, leather jackets. So Bell Staff USA collaborated with the filmmakers on some of the costumes, and they've got a bomber jacket for women that retails for about $1,200. Oh, $1,200, is that it? So we can't have a holiday party, or we're having a small one with the hot vodka, and why don't you wear your leather bomber jacket that costs $1,200? See, you never know how we're going to tie all these things together. This from Providence, Rhode Island. Indoor hooking, you heard me right, in Rhode Island could be illegal again. State legislative leaders are hoping to pass bills next week closing a legal loophole regarding prostitution. Check this out. Streetwalkers are banned under current law, but not indoor hookers. Is that the weirdest thing? So it's a result of a goof that was made about 30 years ago in one of their sessions. Rhode Island is the only state that permits paid sex in private, along with certain counties in Nevada, too, of course. The Rhode Island House and Senate's going to meet in a special session next week. They're going to consider the prostitution ban and a few of other issues, obviously, that are on their plate. How does that happen? I have no idea. So it's like prostitution, let's face it, is really legal in Rhode Island and in parts of Nevada. Everywhere else, no, it's not. This from Los Angeles, only in L.A. The outgoing LAPD chief, William Bratton, says he's kind of become an art critic. He doesn't like the sculpture outside the new department headquarters. He says it looks like cow splat to his officers. I love cops. The artwork was created on 8 pedestals. 6 spherical objects are in the middle with 2 tall pieces on the ends. Artist Peter Shelton says it's abstract to leave room for broader interpretation. But Bratton says none of those interpretations make you think of policing. And it's apparently expensive. The sculpture cost $500,000. Okay, so riddle me this. L.A. and California, they are so much trouble budget-wise. But yet somebody paid for a $500,000 sculpture that, to the police, looks like cow splat to be put in front of their headquarters. Makes no sense to me, right? Okay, let's jump to this day in history. Yep, October 26th. How many days left in the year? If you said 66, you are absolutely 100% correct. In 1825, the Erie Canal opened in upstate New York, and that connected, of course, Lake Erie and the Hudson River. In 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place in Tombstown, Arizona. It is real, of course, as Wyatt Earp, his two brothers, and Doc Holliday confronted the Clanton gang. 3 members of the Clanton's group were killed. Earp's brothers and Holliday were wounded in that one. Very, very famous. In 1958, Pan American Airways flew its first Boeing 707 jetliner from New York to Paris. Took 8 hours and 41 minutes. In 1972, National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger declared that peace is not at hand in Vietnam. In 1994, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin of Israel and the Prime Minister of Jordan signed a peace treaty, pretty famous, during a ceremony at the Israeli-Jordanian border attended by President Bill Clinton. Also, it was just 10 years ago that the New York Yankees beat the Braves 6-5 to take a 3-0 lead in the World Series. And 5 years ago, the Boston Red Sox won Game 3 of the World Series in St. Louis, defeating the Cards 4-1. Boy, time really flies, doesn't it? Of course, this year we've got the Phillies and now officially the Yankees in the World Series. All right, let's roll to birthdays, Maestro.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
Author Pat Conroy is 64 years old. If you go to a bookstore, look up Pat's books, tons of them. Actress Jacqueline Smith, also 64 years old. TV host Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune, 63 years old. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is celebrating a birthday, 62 years old. From Grey's Anatomy, actor James Pickens Jr. is 57 years old. From the B-52s, rocker Keith Strickland is 57. Actress Rita Wilson is 53 years old. She's the wife, as I mentioned before, of Tom Hanks, also celebrating a birthday. Actor Dylan McDermott, very, very famous for a couple of things, you know, The Practice, etc., 48 years old. Natalie Merchant, singer, 46 years old. Country singer Keith Urban, married to who? Nicole Kidman, 42 years old. Actor Tom Cavanaugh is 41 years old. I think you know who he is, too. He's doing another show right now. I can't think of the name of it. I think it's on the USA Network. Writer-producer Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy, is 36 years old. Some other birthdays of note that you might remember. Remember Olympic silver medal figure skater Sasha Cohen? She turns 25 years old. See, skaters, it's so funny because they are so young. 25. Hey, she's still young, but she was a kid when she skated in those Olympics. Actress Lennon Parham is 34 years old. Also, John Heder is 32 years old. Evo Morales is 50 years old, of course, the president of Bolivia. On the other end of the scale, former Senator Edward Brooke III is 90 years old, and actress Shelley Morrison, 73 years old. He's kind of funny if you've ever seen him. He's done a lot of character parts, and he's been in a bunch of funny British movies, too. Actor Bob Hoskins is 67 years old. That name might ring a bell for a couple of other reasons, too, for some of you listening to us. Actor D.W. Moffat is 55 years old. Singer Maggie Roche from the Roches is 58 years old. In their day, had some tunes. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Rosemary DeWitt is 38 years old, and actor Anthony Rapp is 38. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you from all of us from America Tonight.
Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it.
Stop.
One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.